Well, happy Labor Day weekend. My husband complains about those holidays that are made up by Hallmark, supposedly. Sweetest Day, Mother's Day, although that one's not made up by Hallmark, but he thinks it is. And that got me wondering how in the world Labor Day came into being. It's something that I just always took for granted, right? It's the four-day, three-day weekend before the school year starts. It's certainly not a Hallmark holiday, though. I haven't seen too many Happy Labor Day cards at the store. But for this holiday to become nationally observed, it took 10 years for all 50 states to acknowledge the labor holiday as a tribute to workers for the contributions that they have made to the strength, the prosperity, and the well-being of our country. All right? The movement, which began in the labor movement, it began in 1882. And it's now one of those cherished days that we look forward to, right? A day of retreat, rest, party, camping, boating, whatever else people do on this day, in this weekend. And while it may not be a Hallmark holiday, it certainly is an opportunity to reflect on what our labor does for the society and the world around us. Whatever your occupation is or was, you make an impact. But our labors don't only include what we get paid to do, right? Labor is any kind of action. It includes both the stuff we enjoy doing and the stuff we don't. In our house, as we geared up for the school year, we created a chart of assignments that the kids have each day, right? Nora, the four-year-old, loves dusting. Never have I seen anyone so excited to dust. On the flip side, though, Ethan, the oldest, hates loading the dishwasher. Those dirty dishes, yuck. He hates touching them. Both are labor, right? Our labors don't always give us great satisfaction. Sometimes we just have to suck it up and say, yuck. While other times we can flit around like little fairies, cleaning away all of the cobwebs like we are on cloud nine. The same is true for our job as a follower of Jesus. Some acts of love leave us floating up on cloud nine, along with the other fairy dusters, while others, well, other acts just don't leave us feeling so elated, right? All of us serve in many different roles. And in each that we labor, we have different opportunities for things. For example, I'm a wife, a mom, a pastor, a co-worker, a neighbor, a daughter, and a Christian, right? Some days, being a mom is the hardest thing, and other days, being a Christian is the hardest thing. They can all be challenging. They all involve labor. They are all hard work. If we look back to the creation story, when God created Adam and Eve, the first thing we are told that Adam did was name the animals, right? Adam wasn't created to just sit and enjoy the garden. He was made to work in the garden. And Eve was created as Adam's partner to work with him. God created humankind from the beginning to labor. And throughout biblical times, those who believed in God weren't given a life high on the hog, so to speak. Think about Jonah, called to go to Nineveh to point out the wickedness of all the people there. Not a job I'd be willing to sign up for. How about Moses? Anyone willing to lead masses of people out into the wilderness, trusting in God's word? Did God forget to mention that it was going to be for 40 years? Maybe you'd be game to sign up to build the ark. Physical labor aside, the mental and emotional challenges that these people encountered, being ridiculed, called crazy, thrown into the fire, so to speak, is a lot to endure. Is there anyone in the Bible who you could think that you would like to be? Growing up, it was every girl's dream to be Mary in the Christmas pageant, right? But that was just for the Christmas program. In real life, no thank you. I wouldn't want to be the one to go to my soon-to-be husband to tell him I was pregnant. Whoops. And then be the one to watch my son laughed at, ridiculed, turned against, and killed because of his profession of God. Maybe Paul. No, he was imprisoned. How about Judas? Peter? No. None of them have lives we wish we could have had. Being a follower of Christ, being a Christian, is not an easy job. But it's a job that we're called into. Loving our neighbors isn't easy. Always using kind words is hard. Standing up for what we believe among non-believers is exhausting. Labor Day is a time when workers seek rest, right? A break from the toils of their labor. But being a Christian also requires some rest. It's a job that we need to be re-energized for on a regular basis. Being a Christian is a job that requires a lot of energy and emotion. A job that requires us to find ways to be refueled in order to continue. And Jesus says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest." Jesus provides that rest for us. Being a Christian is a call to be confident that we are given all of the gifts that we need to accomplish the job. Not by our standards, but by God's. Which, of course, are standards that we don't always understand. When our hearts are stirred to speak or act in a certain way that we might be unsure about, that's the Holy Spirit working in us. We get those stirrings all the time. But more often than not, we ignore them, right? We come up with excuses and justify ways in which we aren't able to follow through with those stirrings. We deny God's power in our lives when we don't act upon those stirrings. I'm just as guilty of it. I'll hear of a situation or a need, and I'll have a desire, a stirring, to financially contribute. And then I'll come up with 15 reasons why I can't do that, right? Some of them are selfish reasons. It would be less money for this or that, or for a vacation, or for whatever else. Some of them are logical. We have a budget to follow. But God's work is not about our logical reasonings, right? God's work is work. It's labor. It's labors of love. It's things that we do out of the ordinary to make a difference. God's work is about sacrifice, not convenience. God's work is about making time for the things that you don't have time for. God's work is about putting aside your fears and trusting. But the thing about being Christian is that it's not just a job that we can just walk away from. Even as a mom, I can go hide in the closet or somewhere for a few moments and pretend that I don't have children on occasion, right? I can put that aside. Here, even in my job as a pastor, I can go home and focus on something else other than work. We can leave our workplaces. But as a Christian, we can't step away from it. It's a job that is all of us, right? It encompasses all of us. We cannot choose one moment to not be a Christian. But your labor as a follower of Christ is not in vain. Your labor is an answer to God's calling. And God will continue to provide whatever is needed if you're willing to take it. It's not always easy. Things aren't just going to fall into your lap. But as we work with Christ's love as our center and our focus, we will find God's light shining brighter and brighter in the world around us. Happy Labor Day. Amen.